Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
69 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 850. And Dave Dickey's here with our pre-opening commodity market report. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Midwest Direct hog markets today are called steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on continued strong demand for this week's delivery and somewhat tight supplies of hogs. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents higher with top prices from $49 to $55. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $49. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, July 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 16,995. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $72.50 to $81, the weighted average $77.20. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.27 to $64, the weighted average $60.34. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 24,674. The base price range was $73.99 to $81. The weighted average, $79.14. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.98 to $63.56, and the weighted average was $61.60. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we'll be traveling today.
Yes, we will.
Later on. Thought I'd mention that. I know you do a lot of Outlook meetings. I don't do so many, but I'll be going with you today to one up in Streeter.
And that meeting getting underway this evening at 6 o'clock, essentially, with some light hors d'oeuvres there at the Knights of Columbus building in Streeter, and then the meeting at 6:30, and we have an outstanding panel. We'll be talking a little bit more about that next hour. Paul Cooley on the panel, and we'll be chatting with him a little bit about what the expectations of the meeting are. Steve Freed also coming down from Chicago, and I look forward to just a stellar presentation of information, one that you probably don't want to miss, Ed.
Yeah, well, so I won't miss it.
There you go.
I'll be going. Anyway, talking about the weather, it does look like not much change in what we talked about yesterday. First off, when we look at the corn and soybean belt as a whole, a little bit of a break in the rain for most areas yesterday. There were some showers and thunderstorms scattered about southern areas, but some of the places that picked up heavy rain in the last couple of days got a break. High pressure is moving across the Great Lakes now. That's cut the humidity levels down a bit and made it comfortable for a couple of days. But even with low temperatures dropping back into the 50s in the northern part of the Midwest, it's not going to be enough to really adversely affect growth rates. Crop growing rates will still be good because we're going to have a good bit of sunshine today, and we're going to have temperatures in most areas cracking the 80-degree mark, although some upper Midwest locations will only be in the 70s. Now, as we look ahead, we're going to get back into a pattern that will feature scattered showers and thunderstorms. So at this point, we don't see any widespread problems with dryness forming, nor do we see any widespread problems with new excessive moisture, because we're at a time of year where the evaporation rates are great, and the flooding problems have subsided. Subsoil is still quite moist, and it looks like our topsoil is going to at times get needed water. And with corn silking later than usual, the precipitation is important here over the next couple of weeks, and it looks like we're going to have periodic showers and thunderstorms. Now, as is the case every year when you get into the scattered shower and thunderstorm pattern, there will be a variability in rainfall. So when we look at the Midwest, you will be able to find pockets that are too dry. You will be able to find pockets that are too wet. But when you look at the big picture over the next couple of weeks, I think the The weather is going to be nearly ideal for corn and soybean production. Temperatures are going to be within a very welcome range. We're looking at high temperatures in many areas on many days being in the 80s and lows mainly being in the 60s. We're not expecting excessive heat. We're not expecting excessive cold. We're not expecting bone dry weather. And what we do see are numerous chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through the Midwest over the next couple of weeks. So in general, I think we're going to see rainfall running near to, in some cases, slightly above average here through the rest of July and into the first week of August. And so that's a look at the corn and bean belt of the Midwest. Overall, the weather conditions right now are very favorable for crop development and growth. As far as the Delta is concerned, it's been dry, and it looks like they're going to be turning hotter. There were some showers during the last 24 hours in some of the northern Delta locations. But when we look at the Mississippi Delta region, other than some more showers in the next 24 hours, it doesn't look like there's going to be any organized rainfall there for a while. And there's already dry conditions existing in the Delta and have been for a while. So portions of eastern Arkansas and western Mississippi are very dry. So the soybean yields may start to drop down that way with some heat and lack of rainfall in that area. So that's an area that is showing some signs of problems. In the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, rain has been in the area during the last half a day today, and there will probably be some showers continuing, especially in the Dakotas into tonight. So there's some moisture for the spring wheat areas of Montana and North Dakota, which have been a bit on the dry side lately. So basically, conditions are fairly decent across that area. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Once again, be sure to join us this evening at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Streeter for another one of our AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. In addition to Ed Kieser and Paul Cooley and Steve Freed, also on the panel tonight, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities and Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. The meeting beginning with a light hors d'oeuvre kind of snack affair at 6 o'clock, and then the informational part of the meeting beginning at 6:30. We hope to see you there tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Streeter. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 8:24 unchanged, last trade down 7.5 at the Board of Trade. September wheat opened at 7.96¾ unchanged, last trade down 12.5. September corn, 5.74 up a half, last trade down 21.5. December 5.93 up 3/4, last trade down 21.25. August beans, 14.16, down 3/4, last trade down 34.25. September, 14.09¼ unchanged, last trade down 35.75. November, 14.09 unchanged, last trade down 36.5. August soybean meal, 377.90, down 1.30, last trade down 7.80. August soybean oil, 60.24 up 11, last trade down 140. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Overnight, corn and beans both made new lows for the move, and corn looks like it's sitting right on its 200-day moving average. We're seeing follow-through today.
Well, the easy answer would probably be yes, you know, from a technical point of view. Fundamentals might be a little different story. I was reminded this morning, and I haven't looked up to verify this, but they claim that corn bottomed July 23rd last year, which is a little bit interesting.
That did happen.
And, you know, we're looking for a place where we find some buying interest. The USDA did report this morning that there was 244,696 metric tons of corn sold to Japan, 120,000 metric tons of beans sold unknown. So maybe even with a weaker dollar, and the dollar is strengthening, but even with the weakness that we're seeing, maybe these numbers are attracting some outside buyers at this point in time.
So you think commercials are going to come in and buy at this level, or do they sit on their hands and say, let's just wait a couple more days?
I think they just sit. I mean, we're going to have some corrective bounces, but I think any rallies will probably be sold at this point in time. I think if you look back at history, once markets turn after the 4th of July, if there isn't other threatening factors, they kind of stay in that mode until the August reports come out and see which direction they want to go from there.
So how low can you go? What are your next targets for beans and corn?
Well, you know, you've got all the technical people, you've got all the fundamentalists scratching their head now, much like when we had the big $2 rally. They didn't expect it to go quite that high either. I don't think anybody knows. They didn't know we were going to 7-plus on corn. You know, obviously we're down to where we've gone through support levels on corn now that they had targeted. Where the next targets are, that'll be, I think it'll be in when demand steps in or if something happens to the growing season or demand really, really picks up.
Thank you much, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.